We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, in some of the other news here, TSA worker steals $500 from traveler as punishment for complaining. Travelers who display lack of obedience targeted for retaliation. A former TSA worker has pleaded guilty to stealing $500 in cash from a man who complained about the TSA's invasive pat-down procedures, with the TSA agent admitting the theft was a punishment for the man's lack of obedience. And in other news, federal court rules in favor of indefinite detention of U.S. citizens. Obama's emergency stay on NDAA block extended, but that fight is just now heating up. And the TSA is now reinstating approval to film after backlash. Well, I mean, it's the law you can film. Then they said you couldn't. They had to reverse that. That's all up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. Do we have him? Oh, fantastic. I saw a thumbs up. That's what I thought that meant. Ted, I wanted to get you on here because gold's hit 1800 in Europe, a few dollars short of that here in the United States. This is a big psychological point. Kurt Nemo wrote 2 days ago that he thought it was going to go above that because some of the numbers. The elite are pouring into gold right now. What's happened with gold today? Quick update. All right. Well, hitting us and hitting us hard. All right. Well, no Ted Anderson there for you. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, because he needs to go with Skype audio instead of using the Access unit or whatever he's doing. But it's done. We're not going to do it. Anyways, the point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that currencies are being devalued worldwide right now. And people are rushing into gold and silver. And we've been proven right again that they've done everything they can to suppress it. But despite that, gold and silver are exploding in price. You can give Midas Resources a call if you would like and ask them about the Alex Jones specials. They have two silver dollars for $72. You can't get two silver dollars for that. It's a loss leader. And two free films and a book. That's 800-686-2237. And I'd say the little bit of capital it creates helps fund Genesis Communications Network. But actually, these loss leaders don't even do that, but gets you into gold and silver. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Again, if they continue to destroy the world economy by design to consolidate it, gold and silver is just going to go to the moon historically if that continues. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that now is the time to get into gold and silver. I think it's been the time for 12 years. You've seen it go, gold from $300 to $2,000. They drove it back down, back up to $1,800. You've seen silver at less than $5, up to $50, and then back down to $30, and then back up to $40. And I mean, it's just all moving in the long 10, 12-year graph. It's moving up. There's some dips on that line, but over time, it's going up, up, up. So that's the bottom line on that, ladies and gentlemen, that I believe that it's important to get into gold and silver. And the best place to do that is MidasResources.com. And they have the Alex Jones specials linked through there with the silver dollars and the three free, the two films and the book. I mean, that's just beyond insane deal, loss leader. It's about to go up in prices. The gold and silver bullion he's got, prices are reflecting that he bought it a few weeks ago. It will be going up, he said, next week. So on the radio specials, take advantage of all that. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Now, that's it for the live transmission. You know, some stations carry the first hour, re-aired in the fourth hour, because for a while I was doing 4 hours for about 4 or 5 years I was. But I'll be on the nightly news tonight. But coming up, I break down the debates. I take your calls. Gary Johnson, running for president, libertarian, comes on, and a lot more. We couldn't do any of this without you. We're not funded by taxpayer money or banker bailouts. We're funded by you supporting InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and our sponsors like MidasResources.com. Great job, the crew, today. As I said, more on the debates. Whole Foods, all of it tonight, nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, big breaking news there. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us as we kick off another worldwide transmission. It is Thursday, the fourth day of October, 2012. Coming up, a Libertarian presidential candidate making big waves, trying to get into the debates and filing lawsuits over that. He is going to be joining us, Gary Johnson, coming up in the last 30 minutes of the third hour today. Obviously, the debate is huge news. I've got several articles here where London and Vegas bookies, who had been 2-1 against Romney, have now basically moved about halfway towards Romney. And the money says that if Obama loses the next debate, they're going to be neck and neck. And then if he loses the next one, Romney is going to surge ahead. Again, the thing is theater. It's two pillars of the New World Order. It's two heads on the same ogre. They've got different ties, but they're still there on the same body. They work for the very same interest. But the globalists have to give us some choice. And there are big political machines of the Democratic and Republican parties who hate each other at many levels, who are battling for the levers of control. Whereas the Republican Party operates kind of as the corporate fascist who, we're against big government. That's why we promote giant government and corporate welfare. And then it expands out from there with the Democrats, who are also corporate fascists but pose as socialist communists, who are just racing ahead with authoritarian activity. And then the Republicans kind of act as a placeholder for them. Whenever the Democrats are out of power, well, the Republicans get back in and then just cement all the gains. And every new administration wants all the new powers that the last criminal administration seized on. And so no one ever gives up any of the power. And so the government just gets bigger and bigger and more arrogant and more out of control. Now, I'm going to get to the debate coming up later in the hour. And I'm going to play clips here on air of Romney, of Obama, some of the moments that I thought were the biggest zingers. And then, of course, in the second hour, we will open the phones up for you to give us your take on all of this. But I began tweeting within 3 or 4 minutes of the debate beginning that Obama looked completely beaten. He looked impotent was the word I used on my Twitter account, Real Alex Jones, twitter.com/Real Alex Jones, for those of you that follow or want to follow us. And I began to send screenshots out of different, you know, shots of both men's faces. Romney was animated, electric, alive, out of the gates, like a champ. He was like Cassius Clay coming out in his debut heavyweight fight and beating the champ. Again, they're puppets. It's a giant show, the greatest show on earth. It's a distraction. It's a diversion. But regardless, it is a game changer now, because it will mean differences in approach if Mitt Romney actually swings the country behind him and the system allows him to win. They may pull out the stops of election fraud. They may engage in an October surprise. Even Sarah Palin said that. We have a video clip of that. Governor Palin said, hey, they're gonna pull some trick. They're going to pull some event. ABC News said Monday there may be an October surprise militarily. Well, I think that October surprise has already started, and that's really our big news today. I'm going to be getting to here in a moment. But here are just some of the headlines. So I began tweeting within 3 minutes of seeing Obama. I said, he looks beat. He looks impotent. He looks flat. He is in big trouble. And I saw tweets coming back at me, responses going, hey, man, I thought you were, you know, against both parties. And hey, man, you know, why don't you shut up? Hey, man, why don't you, you know, leave Obama alone? Hey, I'm just calling it like I see it. That's why my job's so easy. I just try to tell the truth and tell what I see. And that's what you get. Does it mean that my perspective is always right? No. But throughout the evening, I sent out, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 tweets. What is it, 9 tweets? And I said, this is a game changer. Well, that's what they're saying today. And it's not just the Republicans saying it. CNN poll. Most watchers say Romney, the debate winner. That's CNN. Incumbent debate curse. Barack Obama fails and falls to Mitt Romney. National Journal. Weekly Standard. Romney, the path we're taking is not working. It's time for a new path. Campaign stops. Charles M. Blow from the New York Times. And he goes on to say that Obama absolutely got trounced. Here's another one out of the Hill. Obama camp promises tougher response to Romney in next debate. Politico. First presidential debate Obama hit with left hook on TV, online. Politico says he was destroyed. Philly student told to lose Romney t-shirt or get out. Told it was a KKK shirt. Kicked out of the school. Told not to wear the Romney shirt. Well, all over the country, you can't wear American flag shirts in San Francisco or Dallas, Texas. You're thrown out because it's seen as anti-Mexico. You don't have free speech in this country. Michael Mordo Obama. This is Washington Times. This is what happens when you pick John Kerry as your debate coach. Washington Post, Romney goes on offense, forcing Obama to defend record, says that Obama lost. Real Clear Politics has a video clip of this. Chris Matthews freaks out at Obama. Was he doing? Says he lost. Carville says Mitt Romney came with a chainsaw. Romney lands punches against subdued Obama in first debate. Al Gore comes out and says it's the high altitude of Denver is why Obama looked drugged. Californians watch. Think Romney won clash with Obama in first debate. That's in big scientific Gallup poll. Rasmussen and ABC all show that he trounced Obama. Video potential worry for Obama campaign. And it just goes on and on. So I'll stop. I'll stop right there. I've got even more stacks of this. So listen, it was obvious within minutes that Barack Obama wasn't suffering from altitude sickness at 10,000 feet in Denver, the Mile High City, or 9,000, whatever it is. I've been to Denver many times. I live here in Texas, you know, about where I'm at 1,000 feet above sea level. I've been to Denver many times. I feel great. Now, you get about 15, 16, 18,000 feet, I feel it. The fact is, both men have not been living in the mountains, so that cancels each other out. Obama is arrogant as hell now. Obama is on a power trip and did not like Mitt Romney radiating aggression at him. Romney went in there like a corporate shark, and I've been around those type of guys that are extremely charismatic, and those corporate guys act real calm and real nice till it's time to get a deal done. And then they will come in and just pound you with energy. And that's what Romney was doing, was just beaming hatred at him with a smile on his face the whole time, and Romney absolutely annihilated Obama. You want to know what happened? Romney was radiating corporate hatred and power at Obama. And Obama was absolutely hating it and felt cornered, and so was getting into his presidential arrogance. Now you're not going to get that analysis anywhere else. I know people. I know what I saw. Mitt Romney absolutely dominated and cornered him, just like we saw Bill Clinton do to George Herbert Walker Bush. Remember when Clinton would arrogantly even walk into his space and would even glare at him? That's what was going on last night. People are so primitive and dumbed down in this country, whether you like Obama or not, that all they saw was two chiefs up in front of the tribe at the cave, and Romney was up there physically with his presence dominating Obama. Dominating him. And dominating him verbally and calling him out and saying, my sons, I got five of them, they tell me something over and over again that isn't true. You stop it. He said, you're a little boy. Stop lying. I mean, he's just absolutely dominating him. And I don't think Obama's going to come back from it unless somebody drugs Romney or something, or unless something happens to Romney. It's over. Obama is such a narcissist, and Romney's probably a psychopath, I'm not going to get into it. The point is that it was amazing to watch if you're into human psychology. Now, that said, I'm getting into this later in the hour and next hour in your calls, the clips, all of it, okay? We're going to have a whole big report on that. That said, as fun as it is with the soap opera, is presidential politics, as fun as it is to focus on the play-by-play, like it's an NFL game or an NHL game, as fun as that is, or the World Series of Baseball, we can learn from it politically and learn how they manipulate us. But other than that, it pales compared to the October surprise. What do we say in the new magazine, the October issue? October surprise, war, ? Well, as I've told you, and there's a big curtain memo, Alex Jones article that we wrote together this morning. It's the top story at Infowars.com right now. War with Iran started 5 years ago. We have all the proof. Now it's leading up to open military confrontation. And Turkey has now started shelling yesterday into today Syria, and the whole thing is getting ready to go sky high, unless politically we do something, and it doesn't look like the establishment is going to stop what's happening. So you notice the economy's melting down as they get ready to flare up this big regional war that many analysts think could lead to World War III. The war already started, folks. We'll be back.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety? Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Globalist CIA puppet Barack Obama meets the corporate vampire, the charming vampire, Count Romney. And Count Romney, well, basically, like Dracula says to Van Helsing, come here, Van Helsing. And that is basically what happened to Obama. Obama was cowed. absolutely cowed. And I love seeing arrogant people cowed, but it was Count Dracula doing it, so he looks just like a Count Dracula. I mean, folks, dress him up in a black cape with red inside. You got Count Dracula. Come on. He's ready to star right now in movies. Okay, I'm going to shut up right there. Here's the big news. The global meltdown is accelerating. I got a big stack of incredible news. Gold is almost $1,800 an ounce right now. And Turkey, that for 9 months on record, has injected more than 50,000 Saudi Arabian, Pakistani, Afghan, and, of course, North African jihadis, Wahhabists, to slaughter Christians, Jews, and Muslim minority groups. I mean, it's on record. They're blowing up the most ancient markets in the world. I mean, World Heritage Sites. They're blowing up churches. They're throwing people off roofs. They're beheading people. They're making fathers car bomb people, or they kill their whole family. They show up, they line your daughters and sons up and your wife, and this is on record. And they said, we're going to kill them if you don't get in that truck and go drive it into the police department. They had 5 bombings yesterday, 3 more suicide bombings today. And our media is like these suicide bombers are heroes. Our media is like they're fighting Assad. I mean, meanwhile, these are family people. The jihadis have victims driving these bombs in. This come out in the news. I mean, this is so immoral, so evil. And they can only do it because the American people cannot find Syria on a map. What is it, 20-something percent of Americans have a passport? They've done studies every year with university graduates. Most of them can't find Australia on an unmarked map. They give them world maps with the countries cut out, and they don't show the name. They can't find Australia, folks. Many people don't know their state capital. The government runs Al-Qaeda. To overthrow Libya, to engage in black genocide, to sexually mutilate women, put burqas on their heads, blow up the colleges. Any Muslim country that is truly progressive by, quote, modernizing and empowering its people, the globalists put the Saudis in, and it's over. And I'm not even attacking the Sunnis. It's a radical group of Sunnis that the globalists run, that British intelligence set up 100 years ago. And it's all on record, but people are like, what's Saudi Arabia? I just know brown people are over there, so the TSA's got to grab my wife's breast. I mean, it is so crazy, ladies and gentlemen, that for 5 years, the State Department admits, Bush signed an executive order, Obama expanded it, they've had 4 different Al-Qaeda groups and a Kurdish group blowing up military bases, blowing up bridges, blowing up power plants, sabotaging dams, machine-gunning people at checkpoints, causing riots, mass killings, and now it leads to chemical plants getting blown up, missile bases being blown up, military bases being blown up. They're clearly dropping 2,000-pound bombs out of B-2 bombers on them. If you look at the wreckage, these aren't car bombs, a lot of them. That's in Iran. The war started 5 years ago, and Kurt Nemo and I went and got mainline articles where they admit, well, you know, the war is already on. People keep asking, when's the Iran war going to start? The CFR says it started last fall. Just like I said, they were going into a hot phase. It's a hot phase when they got 50,000 jihadis, according to the Associated Press, out of Turkey alone, massing there at U.S.-controlled bases, infiltrating into the border. So what does the Russians backing the Syrians do? And I'm not for the Russians or the Syrian government. The point is they're being attacked. They're not one-tenth as bad as Al-Qaeda. So I'm against this war. I'm against it because it's an offensive, premeditated attack. Just like I'm against, even if your neighbor's not a nice guy, going over and beating him in the head with a lead pipe when he's got his back turned. Assault preemptively without someone aggressing at you is out of control. And Syria, the young Assad has tried to work with the West, just like Gaddafi came and invested all the country's money, let in Western companies, said, I'm against Al-Qaeda, I'm against the... They set him up, folks, and stole the Libyan people's money. It's over $50, $60 billion last time I checked. So they double-crossed him. When we get back, we're going to break this down. Folks, the whole Middle East is going up in flames. Right as the world economy melts down, we're going to get into that. All of this on time. What happens when they start collapsing the world currencies and the world reserve currency, the dollar? They start a war as a political diversion. And it's starting to happen. And the average American won't even know there's a war.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are here, blasting out across the AM and FM dial from Dallas, Texas to Chicago, Illinois, from Knoxville, Tennessee to Los Angeles, California, we are here, and simulcasting on XM 166 as well as number one podcast for a radio talk show. At InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just go to the listen section and find the live streams, the video streams, and also the podcast as well. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this live edition. Okay, where to start? Because there is so much news and information to get to today. I want to get into economic news here in about 10 minutes. But first off, let me get back into what's happening and just put it in very calm terms. We are told that we should give up all of our rights and have everything we do be tracked by the NSA illegally because Al-Qaeda is imminently about to murder all of us. We get the official government training manuals, and they say that the Homeland Security is really for the American people, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, landowners, private property holders, but number one, returning veterans, says they're terrorists. The manuals badmouth Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. Don't believe it. Just type in government anti-terror manuals, badmouth founding fathers. You'll get probably 20 different ones. Video clips of them teaching it to police, you name it. The cops nodding their heads. I mean, it's all about authority. The federal God says anything pro-America is bad. Anything that you would expect to see in Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany or communist China or communist Cuba, anything authoritarian, it's good and called security. Anything that's basic freedom is called bad and extreme. The new Army manual that for Army intelligence operating domestically that Wired magazine reported on a few days ago says if you don't trust the government or you think mainline ideologies are a fraud, you are a terrorist. I mean, imagine a movie 50 years ago, a science fiction movie, where in the future in America, children hand scan to buy and sell. Cameras watch you in the bathroom. Publicly, there are government documents where they put cancer viruses in the vaccines. And world governments being announced run by foreign banks. You'd say, man, that'll never happen. That's a crazy movie. And now they're just getting started. So here's the deal. We're told we got to end our freedom for, quote, security, which is really the insecurity of a tyranny, because of Al-Qaeda. And then meanwhile, our so-called government, which brags it's been taken over by foreign banks, the Army and Navy War College, Professor Thomas Barnett on C-SPAN lecturing to the war colleges, says the military works for foreign banks and Wall Street. I mean, it's not debated. They brag everywhere that they've conquered us. They put their boot on our chest, spit in our face, tell us we're slaves, announce world government. And if we say, I don't want to be under your unelected world government, they go, hey, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, we got a racist here. There's no world government run by banks, and if you say it, you are racist. And if you don't like government health care, you're a racist. Or, I mean, this is what it's come down to now. And they only get away with it because the general public does not know which end is up. Not because they're inherently stupid, but because they've been raised as spectators to just watch TV, entertain themselves. They're decadent. And they've been poisoned, so the IQ is lowered somewhat. But still, they can get it. But they are so lazy, they have a cognitive dissonance, learned helplessness, Stockholm syndrome response, normalcy bias, where they attack. When you're like, hey, they're setting checkpoints up down the highway with the TSA, that they're not even sworn officers. Plus, it's a 10th Amendment violation of states' rights, and it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, too. It's very dangerous. You know, dangerous third world countries have checkpoints, and they're like, oh, yeah, conspiracy theorist. See, when the TSA has told people on video, you've seen the videos, that when they're being groped, hey, I don't like you grab my genitals. Oh, what's wrong, conspiracy theorist? See, now even having a view and saying, I like red sauce on my linguine instead of cream sauce. Oh, well, we're serving cream sauce, and if you don't like that, you're a conspiracy theorist. See, now having any opinion, you're supposed to just be told what the new reality is, as Karl Rove told the New York Times and Washington Post at a cocktail party. If you never read the quotes, just type in Karl Rove, History's Actors, and he'll give you the full quote. Where he says, it doesn't matter what reality is, we'll just tell you what the new reality is day to day, and you will dutifully report on it. Because we control reality now. Is that clear? And you're supposed to sit here and go, okay, so I'm supposed to give my rights up because of Al-Qaeda, but then our government founded Al-Qaeda, runs Al-Qaeda, still runs Al-Qaeda, and is turning Al-Qaeda loose to go in and just murder Muslim minority groups, Christians, Jews, blowing up churches, throwing fathers, Christians off bridges and houses and churches, desecrating churches, desecrating crosses, dressing up in Orthodox priest robes, defecating on the altar, blowing up things, murdering people, and Turkey and, well, they've got jihadi infiltrators out of Iraq that the West is sending in. They're sending them out of Turkey and out of Jordan that they're sending in over into Turkey. And it's all on record. And the Council on Foreign Relations says Al-Qaeda is good now. We quote, need Al-Qaeda. That was 2 months ago. And they've been attacking for 9 months. And they're blowing up the ancient churches and ancient synagogues and ancient mosques. And they're blowing up the ancient, burning down the ancient giant, oldest grocery store in the world. It's been blown up, totally blown up and burned, and they're just murdering from all sides, and Turkey is now shelling Syria. And I'm supposed to get behind Al-Qaeda because the government now says, you know, that Syria is a bad guy. And Al-Qaeda has said they're going to kill all Jews and expel all Christians. And then now I'm anti-Semitic if I don't want them to kill all the Jews. I mean, it's just the doggonest thing, because the public doesn't know where Syria is. The public doesn't know anything. And we're going to get hurt so bad, folks. The globalist 12 years ago, it was in Bloomberg and AP, took all the death benefits of U.S. troops from World War III through to today. They've been paying in their whole life to a death benefit. They die, the widow gets nothing. They're now taking private bank accounts everywhere and giving it to mega banks, and courts are ruling they can do it. Folks, we're in trouble. They intend to enforce all this at the barrel of a gun. As Mao Zedong said, political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. We've been conquered by foreign, ruthless banks whose ideology is population reduction. Look at these headlines. War with Iran started 5 years ago. Infowars.com. Assault on Syria matches Brookings Institution regime change strategy. Leaked World Bank demographer. Vaccination campaign part of population reduction policy. And it's all admitted how the vaccines are killing and sterilizing people with their admissions. Oh, look, they're admitting they're killing us with this. And they have Bill Gates admitting it on video. And it's like, oh, sure, that would be on the news if it was true. Is it on the news that your five-year-old just got diagnosed with cancer? You're 30 years old. You just married a 26-year-old woman. You love her. She just got diagnosed with, colon cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer? Which is it? Your 35-year-old husband just got diagnosed with lung cancer, doesn't smoke? Folks, they're murdering us. You think they're just going to murder the Syrians or murder the Iraqis or murder... Murder, 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 murder. The whole world is under attack. Soft kill, covert operations. The government ships in drugs on record. It's pure evil. And now they're gearing up to start these big wars. People ask, why are you still on the air then? Because they think you're so stupid, this doesn't even matter. But they're not as arrogant as to know if they start rounding everybody up now, it may backfire on them. They want to get big wars and financial collapse in place first and have crime rates explode and society degenerates, so you beg for people to be shut down before they go ahead with it. They want a UN law. You can't criticize anybody or any religion. That's all being promoted right now. So here's the headlines. Turkish artillery strikes on Syria continue for second day. Herats. Oh, Alex, you're fear-mongering. Where are the new wars? I don't know. Libya, Syria, Pakistan, Iran, blowing up old military bases. Strait of Hormuz, the navies of 20-plus countries all massing. I don't know. I mean, you know, they tell us the recession ended 4 years ago, but every private metric, shadow stats, you name it, says we've been in a depression for 4 years. They're just rioting all over Europe, raiding grocery stores. They've got riots all over the U.S., malls being taken over, gas stations being taken over. But the media keeps it, you know, quiet, so it's not a big deal. 60,000 dead on the U.S.-Mexico border the last 5 years. Oh, Mexico's not in a depression. It's a nice place. Go vacation. They've learned if they don't call something a war, it's not a war. They don't call something a depression, it's not a depression. They play shamanical games with you. You got almost 50 million people on food stamps, over 160 million people on welfare one way or the other. Can you imagine the Great Depression, 49 million people in soup kitchen lines every day? That image? Well, now they just get cards. It's all being launched to bring in the world government, and the world government is being announced right now. Voice of America, Turkey strikes Syria. Turkey authorizes military action in Syria after mortar attack that killed civilians. They've got infiltrating, and they're there with the Russian troops. It's confirmed now they killed that Russian general. It's a proxy war. U.S. and NATO and Israeli and Turkish-trained jihadi al-Qaeda people with black al-Qaeda flags, black uniforms. They make up at least half the fighters, are infiltrating the border, and so the Russians and the Syrians are there battling them, and now Syria has got big guns up, lining up, and Turkey has got big guns lined up, firing into Syria. Right now, boom, boom, boom. Oh, that's not a war. Where's the war, Alex? Where is it? You've got to go read Kurt Nemo's article with Alex Jones. I contributed to it. War with Iran started 5 years ago. You've got to go read this. I'll cover it after I get into the debate news and economic news. But it's on. It's on, man. Turkey attempts to trigger war with Syria. Attempts to trigger it? I mean, it's on. They're attacking them. See, now they didn't call Korea a war, so it wasn't a war. But we just lose. How many tens of thousands of troops? What did we lose in Korea? It was like 100,000 or something? That's not a war, because, hey, Obama's a Peace Prize winner. That attack on Libya, that wasn't a war. 40-plus thousand dead, that's not a war. Turkey's prime minister office says Turkish artillery fired on Syria. Firing continues. Assault on Syria matches Brookings Institute regime change. Al-Qaeda responsible for four attacks on U.S. embassies in September. But our government runs Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, they've got admitted attacks, military, you name it, blowing up major buildings every week in Iran, and that's not war. Here's the economic news, and we're going to get more into this with Ted Anderson right now. Weekly job claims edge higher, progress still slight. CNBC, orders to U.S. factories plunge on airplanes, computers, refinery problems in California, gas prices skyrocketing to $4.15. Fed easing, no, it's dollar devaluation, speculation. Fed easing has little impact so far. Fed out of bullets. Portugal announces enormous tax rises. Spain, after tax hikes, revenue tumbles. CNBC, they know when they raise taxes, revenue tumbles. That's the plan. You think California didn't know when they raised taxes 2 years ago wouldn't plunge everything? They want to plunge it. It's economic warfare. Warnings that massive stock market crash is imminent. Michael Snyder, Economic Collapse blog at Infowars.com. U.S. added more debt Monday than there was from 1776 through Pearl Harbor. New privacy fears as Facebook begins selling personal access to companies to boost ailing profits. A rare occurrence in the Saudi currency market tells you that trouble is brewing in the Middle East. Brewing? How about it's exploded? Like you walk in and your teenage daughter, you know, 16-year-old daughter's in bed with five guys. You think she might be going a little wild. It's like coming home and your teenage son's got heroin needles jammed in his arm. You think Billy might be in a little trouble. I want to bring Ted Anderson up here. Ted, gold's what? It's almost gone up to $1,800 today. They're saying quantitative easing's behind that. Unlimited quantitative easing, $80+ billion a month given to the private banks. The banks are announcing record profits again off our tax money. We've got to pay back. But the media says we're lazy and that taxpayers need to pay more. And Romney said last night, hey, I'm not going to cut a bunch of taxes to Obama. So there you go. If they slash taxes, revenue would explode. What, Kennedy cut the one tax bracket by 50%, the other tax bracket by 35%. Tax receipts more than doubled. Why can't they do what JFK did, Ted Anderson?
Well, you know, reducing taxes does raise revenue for the government, but it's political suicide. Plus, also, like you, I believe that they're trying to drive this thing right through the floor. It's getting so obvious now, it's not even funny. This morning, when I started looking at gold, gold hit $1,800 an ounce in Europe in the futures market. So far today, the spot price of gold, $1,796.20 at its high. I mean, it's melting apart. Mario Draghi, the president of the central bank in Europe, started talking about the $367,000 jobless claim in the United States that was just announced, and the gold prices just started to rise like crazy. Germany right now is considering a gold standard to get away from the United States' inflation. You know, right now we're in this QE4 or QE3, and we're just driving the value of our currency right through the floor. The way that they describe it is, here's how they say it. He says, gold is money, according to the Dutch Bank, says it would go further, however, to argue that it could be characterized as good money as opposed to bad money, which would be represented by many of today's fiat currencies. And then he's talking about good money leaving the countries and disappearing into hordes, while the bad money comes in by the bucketfuls. You know?
Exactly. Translate that, Ted. The elite are buying gold, farmland, firearm stocks, military stocks, and exiting basically everything else, raw material stocks, but exiting everything else while they pump the world with devalued crud, because they know what the effect's going to be, hyperinflation.
Oh, absolutely. You can see all the central banks moving into gold, and you can see all the elite. As a matter of fact, George Soros himself has been moving into gold. The people who know what's going on are getting into gold. Then they're telling the general people, the common folk, you know, you stick with the money, stick with the currency, stay away from gold and silver. It's not good for you. It's only good for us. Let me tell you something. We're like sitting on the Titanic, and the captain is saying, hey, Mayday, put on a life preserver. We're going down. That's what's happening in the United States.
And the bankers are saying, you don't want to get in that lifeboat. You stay over there. We're getting in it, but you don't get in it. You're like, but you're getting in it. That's a conspiracy theory. Yes, I'm getting in it. Conspiracy. We just stand and go. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So guys, everywhere you look, there is a new testosterone product. Because boosting free testosterone will improve your sexual desire and even enhance muscle mass when you exercise. But the little-known secret is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time will take your experience to a whole new level. In fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow and maximize libido and performance. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost. With ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
All right, in the second up. I'm going to play clips of the debates, break that down, take your phone calls. We'll continue with other world news and incredible Big Brother and population reduction vaccine poisoning news. Big breaking news there. Kurt Nimmo's article is up at Infowars.com. Kurt Nimmo, Alex Jones. War with Iran started 5 years ago, but then it breaks down how the wider hot war is just slowly escalating in front of us. But it's like if you have a gas top stove like I do, and it goes from 1 to 10. 1 is simmer, 10 is on full flame. Yeah, 5 years ago it was on one flame. And then 4 years ago it was on three flames. And then 2 years ago it was on five, six flames. It's now up to like seven, eight flames. And they're turning it up. People are like, where's the war? I don't know. Drones bombing everybody, huge proxy wars, Turkey shelling Syria, U.S. troops, they're massed. I've got family in the military, all been sent over to the Middle East, told get ready for huge war. It's already going on, and it's happening right as all Hades breaks loose. Now, I got Ted up here. Obviously, he was 30-plus years in gold and silver, 15-plus with Midas Resources. I just bought some gold and silver from Ted just Monday. And I'm not selling the gold. I bought it $300 an ounce. I'm not selling the silver. I bought it $5 an ounce from Midas Resources 12 years ago. And I know it's a steal at the price I'm getting it, in my view, because I know global devaluation is accelerating. Here's a pitch here. It doesn't really support the network. It's a lost leader, but you can get two silver dollars of just a beautiful make. Ted can tell you about that. For $72, that's at cost. Ted bought them when they were lower, so that's how I can do that now. With Obama Deception, American Dream Film, exposing the Federal Reserve and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, incredible, and Dishonest Money, an amazing book that we also sell for $19.95 at Infowars.com. That's free. Two films and a book free with the two silver dollars. So go check that out at MinusResources.com, or there's a banner on Infowars.com. Ted, I mean, the point is people need to get into gold and silver, in my view. And, I mean, I only promote what I believe in. That's one reason we're so popular, is I've promoted things that have been successful. Because I do my research. What I do, I tell people to do. I mean, that's win, win, win. That's what a Christian does. But expanding on this, I know that you've sold out of most of the gold and silver you bought months ago. So what's the silver and gold at price-wise? I know that's how you pass on these savings to people. For what it is today, and when are your prices going up? And briefly, because we're about to go to break, what are some of the gold and silver super radio specials people can call 800-686-2237 and get?
Well, I mean, obviously, the best deal I have is the one that you described. $72 gets you a book, two videos, two silver dollars. You're not going to beat that anywhere. I mean, crying out loud, you can't buy the two silver dollars for that anymore. Price of silver has gone up to $35 plus an ounce now. So you're just, they're not available. But we do have many other great offers. And right now, presently, you can pick up the Frank coin at $388, the Walking Liberty half. Very affordable. One of my favorites for everyone out there, $1707. We have the Lakota Nation coin. People still love that. It's at $43. There's just a lot of things. Some of you are very concerned about gold confiscation. It's a controversial issue, I realize. But we carry the $20 liberties at $21.54. For those of you who like the bullion, which I love as well. Currently, right now, the Canadian maple leaf is at $19.57.
I bought buffaloes and pesos, as you know, Ted.
Yeah.
I like Mexican pesos. It's the most gorgeous coin I've ever seen. But I just bought some buffaloes. And again, those are non-confiscatable under the different rulings. And that's why it's important. Yo, Ted, stay there. I want you to explain confiscatable versus non-confiscatable. People are like, oh, come on, they're not going to confiscate again. Oh, really? They confiscated from my great-grandpa in 1933. Of course, he didn't turn it in because he was a Texan and American. But a lot of other sheep did. I don't want to, but now it's actually starting. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.